chunks all over.
Okay, polecat?
Polecat is not a skunk.
What's a polecat?
A polecat's kind of like a wildcat.
Ah. And what does it look like? How big is it?
Well, it's bigger than that. About 8 inches high.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you ever use the term civet cat?
Alley cat.
Okay. What's an alley cat?
Tone cat.
An alley cat, just a cat that lives in the alley?
Well, yeah, and it's of many breeds. That means it's not selected.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mixed breed. Okay. Okay, what do you call, as a group, the kind of animals that come and let's say, the kind of animals that come and raid the hen roost? Rats and mice and rodents.
Rats and mice,
rodents and all those.
And
wolves. Okay, what do you call them all?
Chicken hawks.
If you're going to use one term to refer to them all, what would you use?
Say chicken hawks or chicken.
Okay. Is there a term you'd use, say, to refer to lice and bed bugs together?
Lice is mostly in the hair and wool and bed bugs and mattresses.
Okay. Well, what does the term varmint mean to you?
A varmint is something you can't, the stomach comes up. You said vomit?
No, varmint.
Varmint is like a rat.
Okay. What's the bushy-tailed animal that lives out in the trees?
Squirrel.
Okay, what kind of squirrels are there?
There's a red squirrel, a gray squirrel, and several more different kinds. Ground squirrel.
Okay, which one's the biggest?
I believe the tree squirrel's the biggest.
Okay, what's another kind of animal? Looks a lot like a squirrel, has a stripe down its back. It doesn't have a big tail.
Rabbit?
No, it doesn't climb trees very well, but it's about the same size as a squirrel. It has a stripe down the back. Yeah, black stripe.
I can't place that one.
You remember a few years ago, 15 or 20 years ago, there were some records made with the three of these animals. They were actually three women imitating the animals, and they sang several songs and made quite a few of them popular. And they were called the three little
mice,
chipmunks.
I couldn't place that same song. Chipmunk.
Do you remember the chipmunks in the record?
I'm trying to think about the three owls. Why is owls?
No, well, chipmunks have a stripe down their back, don't they?
Yes, sir.
They look a lot like a squirrel. Okay, now name the kinds of fish that you get around here.
Well, we have catfish, bass, black bass, striped bass, all kinds of fish in this state.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the kind of animal that grows in a shell that you get pearls from?
Oyster shells.
Okay, but just the animal itself is called? Well, you can order them at a seafood restaurant. You can order. You don't order the shells.
Oyster in the shell, oyster.
Okay, all right, that's good enough. Okay, what do you call the animal that sits out at the pond at night and makes noises?
Frog.
Okay. You have any other terms for frog? What else?
Bullfrog.
Bullfrog. Anything else? Okay, what about the little ones that you hear in the spring?
The what?
Sometimes the little frogs that you sometimes hear out there, and just in the springtime, they'll be around just for a few weeks. Would you ever call them spring frogs or tree frogs?
No.
No? Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, what's the brown animal that hops around, lives out in the garden, supposed to give you warts? Looks like a frog, but it's not quite.
Jumps around?
Yeah. It looks like a frog, but it doesn't live by the water. That's the only difference. Looks exactly like a frog.
Not a bullfrog.
No, it's not a bullfrog. It just doesn't live near the water. It's supposed to cause warts. Do you know what animal causes warts?
A common frog is all I know that causes warts, supposed to.
Okay, well, this is a toad.
Toad frog.
Okay. How do toads differ from frogs?
Size.
Just size. Which one's bigger?
A frog. A bullfrog.
Frog's bigger. Okay. Okay, what do you call those things you put on a hook that you go fishing with?
Worms.
Okay.
Bait.
Yeah, but worms, or do you have any other terms for them?